Art, the time for talking is nearly over. The time for Marshawn Lynch's favorite verb, action, is almost upon us. How do you view this matchup?
Historically, there's an advantage to the Seahawks here. When the number one offense meets the number one defense in Super Bowl history, it's happened 10 times, and the defense has won 8. Defense generally prevails in big games like this in the NFL, especially late in the season when weather can be an issue. Beyond the historic advantage, I think there's an advantage the Seahawks have in the way their defense is going to play Peyton Manning. They're very smart about not blitzing Peyton Manning because that's what he loves to have happen. They're going to try to contain him with an ordinary four-man rush and be patient, knowing he's going to complete passes and hope they're going to make mistakes. The other advantage I think the Seahawks have is Pete Carroll and his penchant for preparation for big games. He's had a great record in college in postseason games as well as major non-conference games, and certainly as a Seahawks coach, he's had big game success. Back in his first year when he won a division title with a 7-9 record, they beat the New Orleans Saints 41-36 at the Clink. And they've had success last year in the playoffs. They've had success this year in the playoffs. So I think there's a definite coaching advantage that's going to work in Seattle's favor.
And speaking of Denver's defense, they're missing two key starting players.
Yes, they're missing a starting cornerback, Harris, and a linebacker, Von Miller, both of whom were very effective starters for Denver. And I think that's going to soften up things for the Seahawks offense. The key there, of course, is the return of Percy Harvin, the wide receiver who's only played 38 snaps this season in parts of two games. But he's fully healthy. His hip is recovered. He has no concussion effects. He's ready to go Sunday, and that's a weapon for which Denver has not been able to scout because there's just so little film on what Harvin's role is in the Seahawks offense. So he's kind of an X factor, and it could be a very dramatic advantage in the Seahawks' favor.
All right, so who do you think is going to prevail?
I think it's going to be hard to hold Manning under 21 points. This is the number one offense. He threw 55 touchdown passes and 10 interceptions. It's a remarkable season for a 37-year-old quarterback. But I'll give him the 21 points, and I'm going to take the Seahawks being able to do something with Harvin for about 24 to 27 points. So I think the first major sports championships in Seattle in 35 years is going to happen Sunday at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time, and he's been joining us live every morning all week long here on 88.5 KPLU. You can find Art at Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.